Today on the Interlochen Collection, it's organ music from dedicatory concerts. We'll hear music celebrating a gift from the Hammond Organ Foundation and a world premiere dedicated to the Greenleaf Memorial Organ Building. That's coming up this hour on the Interlochen Collection, music from the archives of Interlochen Center for the Arts. I'm Amanda Sewell. Stay with us. Carl D. Greenleaf was the president of Kahn Instruments in Elkhart, Indiana. Greenleaf helped make it possible for Joe Maddy to found the National Music Camp, now known as the Interlochen Arts Camp. Greenleaf gave a lot of financial support for the camp dorms, and he also donated instruments for the band. In fact, Interlochen now has a collection of historical instruments that's called the Greenleaf Collection, in memory of C.D. Greenleaf. In 1960, the Greenleaf Memorial Organ Building was given to Interlochen. That was a gift from the Greenleaf family in memory of C.D. Greenleaf, who had just died the year before. In response, composer Don Gillis wrote a piece that was dedicated to the dedication of the Greenleaf Organ Building. It wasn't actually performed in the new organ building. It was in what was called Kresge Assembly Hall at the time. Here's the Concerto for Organ and Band by Don Gillis, featuring Interlochen faculty organist Richard Elsasser. George C. Wilson conducts the high school symphonic band in July of 1960.
Thank you. Thank you.
the world premiere performance of the Concerto for Organ and Band by Don Gillis, Interlaken faculty organist Richard Elsasser, and the 1960 High School Symphonic Band were conducted by George C. Wilson. The performance was given in dedication to the Greenleaf Memorial Organ Building. If you'd like to see a photo of Wilson, Elsasser, and Gillis preparing for the concert that you just heard, visit classicalipr.org. I'm Amanda Sewell, and this is the Interlaken Collection, music from the archives of Interlaken Center for the Arts. On this episode, we'll hear music for the organ, performed in various dedicatory concerts at Interlaken. In 1966, the Hammond Organ Foundation gave a Model Grand 100 organ to Interlaken. A concert was given specifically to thank the Hammond Organ Foundation for its gift. The performance featured Robert Clark, who was a professor of organ at the University of Michigan at the time. Here is Robert Clark and the Interlaken Arts Academy Orchestra, conducted by Thor Johnson. They're performing George Frideric Handel's Concerto No. 2 in B-flat for organ and orchestra.
Thank you.
George Frederick Handel's Organ Concerto No. 2, a performance in the Jesse V. Stone Building in May of 1966. The organist was Robert Clark, performing with the Interlochen Arts Academy Orchestra and conductor Thor Johnson. I'm Amanda Sewell. Thanks for joining me for the Interlochen Collection, music from the archives of Interlochen Center for the Arts. Today we're featuring music for the organ performed in various dedicatory concerts in Interlochen's history. Now we'll hear a solo performance by Robert Clark. This performance was from the same concert in May of 1966 in the Jesse V. Stone Building that was thanking the Hammond Organ Foundation for the new Model Grand 100 organ it had donated. Robert Clark performs the Fantasia and Fugue in G minor for organ, BWV 542, music of Johann Sebastian Bach.
Thank you.
the Fantasia and Fugue in G minor for organ, BWV 542, music of Johann Sebastian Bach, and performed by Robert Clark in the spring of 1966. That was music from a dedicatory concert for a gift from the Hammond Organ Foundation. You're listening to the Interlaken Collection, music from the archives of Interlaken Center for the Arts. I'm Amanda Sewell, and so far on the program, we've heard organ music dedicated to Interlaken and music performed in thanks for the gift of a new organ. Now we'll hear music performed by an organist who's been a part of Interlaken and its community for quite a while. Thomas Berra attended camp and the academy in the 1980s. He went on to study organ performance at the University of Michigan, but in the summers, he was a teaching assistant at the National Music Camp. In the summer of 1989, Thomas Berra gave a solo recital in the Dendrinos Chapel and Recital Hall. Here he is performing Johann Sebastian Bach's Prelude and Fugue in A minor, BWV 543.
Thank you.
The Prelude and Fugue in A Minor, BWV 543, music of Johann Sebastian Bach. A performance by organist Thomas Berra in July of 1989 in the Dendrinos Chapel and Recital Hall. Since that recital, Tom Berra has continued to be an important part of Interlaken, teaching at both the Academy and Camp. Thanks for joining us for the Interlaken Collection, music from the archives of Interlaken Center for the Arts. Learn more on our website at classicalipr.org. The archival recordings heard on this program are available thanks to generous support from our listeners, the Association for Recorded Sound Collections, and the Hamer D. and Phyllis C. Schaefer Foundation. I'm Amanda Sewell, your host and producer, with production assistance from Monica Yost. This is Interlaken Public Radio.